of the airwaves, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And the features include your ability to actually control the content of the site. You find something you want to share with us and the listeners, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. You can then vote on what the other folks who look at the site have submitted. You can vote it up or down, and you don't have to submit things to vote. You can just go there and vote on stuff that you prefer to do. Go to freetalklive.com to do all that and do it for free. That's freetalklive.com. We'll continue the discussion about the violent conflict, not actual conflict, but the conflict over violence, the conflict of words over violence, I guess, that has been bubbling up here in New Hampshire or regarding the Free State Project here in a few moments. But let's go first overseas to Norway, where Frode is on the line. Frode calling from Norway. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been thinking of joining the Free State Project, but how hard is it to do that from a foreigner country like Norway? I'm thinking of getting like green card and things like that. How hard is it?
Well, I would imagine it's not easy, would be my guess. I would think Norway would be a heck of a lot easier to get a green card from than, say, Mexico. But I would say the first step would be to sign up for the Free State Project, not the last step.
Right. So actually, to kind of correct Mark here, it's easy for you to sign up for the Free State Project.
Right.
you could just sign online.
Well, he asked what the question. The last question he asked was, "How hard is it to get a green card?"
Right.
And the answer to "I don't know how hard it is to get a green card."
Yeah, I imagine it's fairly difficult. There is a gentleman who's here from Russia, who is currently in the application period, process of trying to get asylum here. So that's one way to do it if you're, you know, being persecuted or something in your country and you're living in now. But how successful he'll end up being with that, I don't know. So what's the best way to do it? Probably to have a whole bunch of money and an attorney. But how successful you'll be aside from that particular tactic, I don't know. And I don't know what all the answers are. But I agree that if you sign up for the Free State Project, then you can start looking at options as far as, you know, what is out there. Maybe post over the Free State Project forums at forum.freestateproject.org. And you know, maybe ask for some others' input, because the three of us, we were all born relatively close to here, at least within the political designation known as the United States. So for us to move here, it wasn't a big deal.
And what I would suggest is, you know, since you're considering this as a serious option, if you haven't done so, plan a trip and make a trip out to visit New Hampshire and to spend some time with the people here, see how it feels to you. You know, certainly you would, I feel like that would be a worthwhile investment, would be to make a trip out and, you know, just
the Liberty Forum or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
it's coming up late February, I believe, this year. I don't have the dates in front of me. I know they've announced them, but we haven't been plugging them here, so I'm not intimately familiar with 2014's Liberty Forum. It's a great wintertime event and a great excuse to come to New Hampshire and literally meet hundreds of people who could be your future neighbors. So I hope that helps somewhat, Fro, does it?
Yeah, it does. But I have one short question. When it comes to costs, Norway is a really expensive country. We have a lot of taxes and things like that. Would you say America is a cheaper country?
You can't compare America to Norway because there's so much of a variety of cost of living within the United States. And when you look at U.S. cost of living indexes,
even in New Hampshire,
they're related to the rest of the United States. So when you look at a cost of living number, you know, it's like a 97 or a 102 or whatever, like it's 100's the average and then the others are above or below that. They're only comparing American cities or U.S. cities to other U.S. cities. Looking at the cost of living in Keene, the rating that they give Keene, for instance, in New Hampshire, would not convert directly over to wherever it is you live in Norway. So you'd have to actually look you know, ask people, maybe again at the Free State Project Forum, what do you pay for housing? What do you pay for food? You know, kind of get these general ideas of people's lifestyles here, and then maybe compare that to what you currently pay.
And also, I think what's also a very important consideration is certain things that you may not have to pay for now, you would have to pay for if you lived here, and possibly vice versa. But, you know,
yeah, like health care.
Exactly. So that's a significant cost, depending on who you are and, you know, what kind of plan you can get, or, you know, how you go about paying for that. You know, that's a personal choice, obviously, here. So that, you know, there's a lot of different considerations.
But it seems for me, like when I talk with people over the internet from different countries, they tell me and they ask me, like, when it comes to payment and living costs and what thing costs, like in the grocery shop, everyone says that Norway is an expensive country. Mm. So I guess but it also, of course, depends how much you earn as a visitor to Norway, because in Norway we also actually earn quite a bit more than the average American citizen.
Well, yeah, and that would be another question for you as well. So what do you do generally? You know, what are your skills? And how translatable would that be over here to what you might want to do here? You know, if you're a computer programmer, you can work from anywhere, then maybe it doesn't matter. But if there's something you do there that's very specific to there versus here, where you, you know, might end up flipping burgers or something like that, you know, if you ended up having to take a low-end, entry-level, low-skill job, that could also very much affect, you know, your style of living.
So where should I start reading upon those things that you're mentioning, the Free State Project? Is it?
Well, freestateproject.org is the Free State Project's website. If you put a forum in front of that, forum.freestateproject.org, it'll take you there. A good place to ask questions about what it's like to live in New Hampshire.
You could even just do searches on the forum, because there's a lot of information that's already there that you could search. You can look around the website. I'm not exactly sure what information is on the website, but there is, you know, a fair amount of information on the website.
Look at Craigslist. You want to get an idea for housing costs. You want to find out what people pay for rent and, like, how many bedrooms versus, you know, bathrooms you get for the dollars that you're looking, you know, you're looking at spending. Craigslist could show you that. But then also keep in mind that, as you said, Mark, even within New Hampshire, there's a variety of costs. So if you want to live in the heart of downtown Manchester or Keene, it's going to cost you more than if you live out in the woods, for instance. So
right, and you want to think about, you know, the cost of owning a car or a truck, which most people have unless they live right in the city. You know, so there's all kinds of different costs associated.
But these are all starting points, right? And I wish you the best, Frode, and thanks. It's very exciting that people – thank you for the call. It's exciting that people from around the world are looking at the Free State Project and saying, yeah, that's something I want to be involved in. You want to talk about dedication. I mean, it's one thing to drive from Florida to New Hampshire, as Mark and I did over 7 years ago. It's another thing to come from somewhere where you have to cross an ocean.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very exciting. I really enjoy hearing people from other countries considering the Free State Project, and I would love to have those people here if they're good, liberty-loving, peaceful people. But at the same time, I would want them to be comfortable when they get here. So the more research they can do and have a trip over, you know, I want them to be comfortable with their decision.
Right. They can't rent a Ryder truck and drive their stuff back home.
Right.
Let's continue here. Doug is on the line in Minnesota on the AMP lines. Hello, Doug.
Well, I don't want to say Minnesota. I want to say Margaret Lake.
Oh, okay.
So sitting here, I'm in a hammock. I'm between a pine tree and an oak tree. And listen to this.
I wasn't going to reveal anything about that, Doug, but you've been drinking tonight, apparently.
That is a rum and Coke and amaretto.
Alrighty.
Oh, and it's so good. So anyway, here's the dilemma, guys. I'm a Free State Project signer, and I am overlooking Margaret Lake on the Gold Chain in northern Minnesota, and the sun is setting, and it's so gorgeous, and there's a speedboat that I own half of. Behind me is a cabin that people want me to buy a third of, the family cabin. My sister's selling it. What do I do? I mean, I don't know if I can do both.
Well, put up some walls, because if you only have a third of that cabin, you're going to want to close up the, you know, you don't want to be open to the outdoors.
Stand by. We'll give you our answers for whatever they're worth here in moments. Doug is with us here, and also known as Ms. Porky Pole.
How does that half a boat stay afloat?
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here courtesy of his website, BrainlessTales.com. Marcus, if someone goes to BrainlessTales, Freetalklive.com, what will they see?
They'll see a comic. They'll see
a new one every day.
A new one every day. That's right.
I don't know how you found the time
every
for this.
Day, like 7 days a week?
Seven days a week for over 6 years. Haven't missed a day yet. You know, there could come a day. You never know. Yeah, it was interesting. A friend of mine shared a link to a BuzzFeed article that used one of my comics in it. It was actually from a couple months ago, but it was about books. So that was interesting. Every once in a while I see things like that.
Is that okay, just to use somebody's comic?
Sure. It was actually great because they didn't change the image, and they put a link back to my site, which is great.
Okay. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
That is. And I always put a little brainlesstales.com at the bottom of my comics.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
So the people that are not nice would remove that. And some sites have done that. Actually, one very popular website took one of my comics, removed that, and then posted it. You know, when
and they shall not be named because we'll give them publicity.
Exactly. But yeah, no. So it's a daily
negative
comic.
Publicity.
It's just a single panel. It's usually, puns.
Punny.
Things
very
like
punny.
That. Yeah.
I always get a smile when I go and look at brainlesstales.com. So 855, 453. We continue with your calls in moments.
Forcefieldenergy.com makes devices called organic Rankine cycle conversion units. And this is relatively old technology from the 60s, but they have created this device and improved it. Now, instead of having caustic chemicals, they have more environmentally friendly agents inside of it. And through changing the mechanics of it, instead of converting heat from 550 degrees to electricity, it's heat up to 900 degrees into electricity. It's likely that ForcefieldEnergy.com is going to make a lot of money on ORC units in the very near future because, well, governments and companies and all kinds of different organizations that might have smokestacks and that kind of thing are going to have to switch over to ORC units because they can't just shoot heat into the atmosphere any longer because of government rules. And there's all kinds of subsidies. So these units are going to probably be flying out the door, would be my guess. And ForcefieldEnergy.com is going to make a lot of money as a result. And you can buy a piece of Force Field Energy by just purchasing FNRG. Anybody can go on to the open exchange and use your brokerage account and buy FNRG. But if you have some money, like 25 grand to invest, you can get into the private placement. You'll have to hold the stock for 6 months. There'll be a warrant at the end of that 6 months, so you can then purchase the same amount again for another $4. But it's a big savings over the $5.20 current market rate for FNRG. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Don't say I didn't give you the pitch, because I think it's a great opportunity. You go there, you click on contact us, you get a hold of them through telephone or through the email, and they'll get you into the private placement. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All investments involve risk. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Doug in Minnesota is on the line with us. He's kicking back with some alcoholic beverages and enjoying the view at a lakefront property where he's being tantalized by a family member to purchase a portion of this property, not the entire thing, but a portion of it. And it's somehow conflicting with the opportunity that you also have, that you're also very excited about, of moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Did I sum up your call thus far?
Oh, my God. You should play that alcohol pour sound right now, and I'll cheers you because you did that so well.
You know what? I had actually been meaning to do that previously, but we had somebody on the line from Skype, and so I did not want their audio to come through. Unfortunately, the audio card that services the sound effects and Skype is the one and the same, so I couldn't do it. I did. Your glass clinking was pretty decent.
Yeah,
though.
You did a pretty bang job.
There you go.
Yeah, it's empty now.
Now it just sounds like a can of rocks in it.
My wife, do I get up and get another drink, or do I sit here and relax and enjoy the sunset?
Talk with Free Talk Live. You just talk to us. You can get a drink in a moment. So what's the what is the dilemma here? You only have so much money. You can only spend it on one thing. Why are you so conflicted?
Well, that's the dilemma because, you know, it's a big chunk of money. You know, lakefront property, the taxes that go into it, the maintenance of the cabin, the if we rebuild, I mean, kind of be great because, you know, the survivalist in me says water, lake, protein from fish. If, you know, the world goes to crap, I got a place to go and, you know, can hunt and fish. And then there's the Free State with all the people who are going to defend me if the world goes to crap.
Well, I don't know whether the world's going to go to crap, and I sincerely hope it doesn't, but I can tell you that there are certainly lakes in New Hampshire.
And cabins.
And cabins.
On lakes.
Lots
get
of those.
Out of town.
What's that?
See, get out of town, really?
Yes, indeed, that's true. So, you know, I can see if you've already got a, you know, you've got a portion of a speedboat there, and you don't know what to do with this and that, and it makes it difficult. But I'd say, really, that now that you probably have just been recently offered the opportunity to get in on the cabin, you've been told that it's going to go up on the market, I'd say put a couple of weeks between you and the offer and see how you feel then would be what my – and then do what your heart says.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
what
I've been doing.
For me, when I lived in New Jersey, I thought about New Hampshire a lot. And I was not, it's not that I was unhappy being in New Jersey. New Jersey has a lot to offer. But I just wanted to be in New Hampshire, and I felt like that's where I just really wanted to be. So I thought about it a lot. So when it came time, you know, I just knew I had to move. And so I would say, you know, that's exactly what Mark just said, is you got to follow your heart, but give it a little bit of time and see what you how you feel.
I think that you'll also want to consider that, well, as was pointed out, cabins can be found anywhere, and obviously this one has that it's in the family appeal to it. Did you go there as a kid, for instance?
When I was a kid. No, I don't have a kid, but my sister and I could own this together with her nephew and niece.
But when you were, I mean, does this cabin have a special place for you is my question. Were you, did you spend time there as a younger person or something?
Six. We've owned this place in the family since I was six.
Okay.
My sister bought it from Dad, and now she moved to Montana and has a motel out there. So
obviously she doesn't have the attachment to the cabin at this point that perhaps you do. Maybe she why is she selling it? Maybe there's something wrong with
she moved to Montana.
No. She's in Montana, bought the Red Lodge Inn in Red Lodge. And my other sister and I have been, paying her taxes and electricity fees and coming up here for the last 3 years, splitting weekends with another couple. And then, of course, I got the girlfriend and her successful therapy practice. But, the answer is this. Let's do everything we can to make the price of Bitcoin.
That would be great. Yeah. It would be great if Bitcoin shot through the roof. It'd be good for everybody.
We're working on
many,
that.
Many, many people who listen, and most folks on this show.
Well, I don't know if you just got dumped on that. You did not say the F-bomb.
I don't think he did. I think he was really close.
I think my board operator dumped you on that. I think it was the way the phone cut on one of your words, and you were getting very excited, and I think he thought you said something you weren't supposed to say, but I didn't hear you say that. Anyway, it's a tough decision. I think the idea of putting time in between you and making the you now and the you in 2 weeks or whatever is a good idea. Odds are good if she puts it on the market, it's probably not going to sell right out the gate.
Look at cabins in New Hampshire. Go on beangroup.com and price out some cabins in New Hampshire.
Great suggestion. Beangroup.com is an excellent realty website up here. And we'd love to have you, Doug, but you got to do what's right for you. And I thank you for the call tonight. Enjoy your next drink. 855-453.
Time is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site, including archives. You click, you download, and go all the way back to late 2006 and get whatever episodes of Free Talk Live that would please you. They're all free, so go to freetalklive.com. Need more? Maybe you've had enough Free Talk Live, you want to try something different? Well, check out the School Sucks podcast. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, and you can listen to their podcast. You can call in. You can join their YouTube channel, their web community, which all of that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They, at the School Sucks Project, discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can register for your free account, participate in their forum, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. All free, just like Free Talk Live. schoolsucksproject.com.
Those are some of my favorite guys on that show.
They are great. Jason Osborne, Brett Vinat, and again, schoolsucksproject.com. 855-450-FREE. Rod and Joy, maybe one or the other, are on the line with us here.
I'm Jason Rod.
That's their name on
Hi, it's Fraud.
Fraud? Hello?
Yeah, it's Rod. How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, Rod, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, it's... Yeah, I can't hear me?
Oh, we hear you fine.
Okay, sorry, I'll call again.
No, we hear you fine.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'm calling regarding the visas and the green cards for this gentleman in Norway, I think it was.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that the important thing is to be in the U.S. legally, because the green card only allows you to work legally. full-time for any employer. But I think that would not be a problem if you're in a community of liberty-oriented people. You can find work under the table paid in cash. That would not be a problem. However, if you're in the States illegally, you can't get out and visit your folks and come back in with freedom. So you can get in with a student visa or, for example, a temporary English visa for learning English or whatever, and then work under the table while you're there.
Right. Unfortunately, the problem comes in if you are, for instance, hitchhiking, as our friend from Russia was recently, and he's in the process of going through getting asylum here in the U.S. Whether he ends up getting it or not is another question, but he's in that process right now. But at the time that he was hitchhiking, he did not have any evidence on him that he was going through that process. And fortunately, the police officer let him go in that case. But if you're hiding out in the U.S., then you're hiding out in the U.S., and you would have to live life with that in mind. So there's
no, but if you have a student visa, you're not hiding. You see, you're legally there. What is illegal is the working.
You can't work if you have a student visa legally.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
Yeah. So the only thing that you would have to be careful is not to get deported, or because you know, if you get arrested or something like that, then you might get deported.
How long does one of these last, though? How long is a student visa good for? Can you be a perpetual student on one of these things?
As long as you're registered. As long as you're registered, then you can be. You can have a student visa.
Registered where? How?
Well, that changes, but when I was there maybe 15 years ago, you could register for a few courses at a university, and then you would have enough status to have a student visa. They would require that you show a bunch of paperwork that you could pay for yourself, but all of that can be ultimately faked.
That sounds pretty good to me. So now I don't know what a college class costs. What is it, like $800 or something like that for a semester? So you're saying that essentially you could keep buying college courses and use that to extend the student visa?
That's how it used to be. That's how it used to
as
be. Now, I don't know if it's still like that.
As of when?
Well, that was in 1995.
Yeah, okay. A lot can change in 20 years. So,
especially 9/11 in between.
So do keep in mind that this is dated information, and anybody listening, I mean, thank you, by the way, Rod, for the suggestion, but anybody listening to Rod should double-check those claims and make sure they're still accurate today. But it sounds like a good theory, right?
Free Talk Live would never suggest that you fake information on government forms.
Be a perpetual student.
Well, he makes a good point, though. Rod's main point, I think, that I got out of it was you'll want to come over and be over legally so that you can go back and visit family, because sometimes you don't plan to visit family, but something comes up, you
sure.
know. An unexpected marriage or baby or sickness or something. So yeah.
And you would want to be an activist but not get arrested. Like, you wouldn't want to be in the forefront,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Stand in the second row.
Rod, anything else you want to share?
If you're done with the subject, I wanted to ask you about that project of donating your house and avoiding property taxes, whether that has panned out. What would you do if you want to sell your house and all that?
Good question. And thank you for the call, by the way. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Rod in Canada. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The house that he's talking about is the studio, the one that that we're broadcasting from here tonight. I used to own this house. I have donated it to the Shire Free Church. And one of the perks of that is that we don't have to fund the violence of the state. And part of the Shire Free Church's goals are to...
You and I are ministers in the Shire Free Church.
That's correct. Marcus is not. One of the goals, I think, of the Shire Free Church is to promote the ideas of peace. And how can you promote peace effectively if you're funding violence? So that's one of the things that giving a house over to a church can do. Whether or not the state people want to recognize that is a whole other question. And I fully expect them not to. I fully expect them to do everything they can to keep the house on the tax rolls and to threaten me and possibly evict me and my fellow ministers that are living here, because it is a parsonage, actually. It is not is not actually a church. We've determined that that it is considered a place where ministers live, and so therefore it is.
I don't know how they can argue that. I mean, the fact is,
well, they have courts and they do. With guns, and they'll pretty much do whatever it is they want to. So they've been going after the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton, which has kind of gone down this road to some extent. They did it a little bit differently. For instance, the church wasn't owned in the name of a church. It was owned, I believe, in an individual's name. But it was actually a church, like a proper building with a steeple, like kind of the classic church look, New England town square kind of church.
It was a historic church, actually.
Yeah, and it still is. Yeah. But they, the town people have been saying, this isn't a real church! And have come up with, you know, a variety of reasons why they're going to continue sending tax bills to the Peaceful Assembly Church. And now it's past 3 years that this has been going on, and they're now facing the possibility of a tax sale on the church property, which would mean that if the property is tax sale, then the government guys will essentially deed it to themselves, and then they would sell the property at an auction for pennies on the dollar, likely. Take whatever money comes in from the sale, apply it to the taxes they claim are owed on the property, give whatever pittance remains to the existing owner, and then call it a day. And if the owner doesn't leave at that point, they will be evicted. So I don't know what's going to happen in the long run with the Shire Free Church. You know, I'm not going to say that the main purpose is to avoid taxes. I don't think that's the thrust of the church. The main purpose of the church is to talk about the ideas of peace and to preach the message of peace from different sort of backgrounds, different religious viewpoints.
But you and I were doing that. We've been doing that for years.
Yes.
I mean, this is what is Free Talk Live but a moral teaching platform? I mean, that's what we do. We talk about the ideas of peace and peaceful coexistence all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what difference is between the morality that we teach here on Free Talk Live and the morality that one might teach in a church, except that, you know, maybe their morality might come from a holy book or whatever. There's all different kinds of churches. So, you know, I don't see that there's any particular difference.
There are. People that are interested in following this story should go to freekeen.com, because I posted a letter that was delivered to the city of Keene a couple of days, actually yesterday, notifying them that this is now Minister's Parsonage, and we'll see what they do about that. I hear there's going to be a newspaper article about it soon here in Keene. We're coming up.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to, you can help support the show by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal. Or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And Free Talk Live will take that $5 and use it to help promote Free Talk Live and get more listeners around the world to tune in and hear the ideas of freedom. We got over 125 radio stations on board with the show. Thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp only forum and the podcast and more. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. But coming back around to a topic we touched on the end of the first hour, where Marcus had a few things to say about the whole violence controversy that has bubbled up in the within the Free State Project over the last few days here. Most of it's been on Facebook, but it has been a conversation that has been explored beyond that, including for quite a bit of time on this show. And it's an important issue, a really important issue. In fact, one that is a very divisive issue. People are very divided over this. Some people are leaving the Free State Project. By some, I mean like, I don't know, 10. But some people have left the Free State Project as a result
well,
of...
Well, by left, you mean canceled their...
They've resigned their... right, they've resigned their participation in as a member of the Free State Project. That doesn't mean they've left New Hampshire. It doesn't mean that they're not, you know, active or whatever. It just means, or it doesn't mean that they're not coming here. Although some have said, oh, I'm not coming to New Hampshire because of this. But
of course, if they hadn't signed up yet, one really questions as to whether or not that has any value.
Ultimately, I support schisms. I think that schisms are good for the movement. They're inevitable in the liberty movement. As much as I might like for 1,000 people to get along with one another, I'm realistic and experienced at doing this enough to know that's just not possible. And people are going to have disagreements. And this is a pretty big disagreement. Marcus, you feel very strongly about Chris Cantwell's message of violence, which, according to what you said, and I didn't hear this because I wasn't on the show last night, mm-hmm. but according to what you said, he sounded like he was advocating for people to get violent with government bureaucrats like today.
Yeah, he basically gave a specific situation in which you would be a good idea to shoot a cop today. And he also, very more than one time, he says you are morally justified in killing government agents. basically almost any government agent, he says, which, of course, I completely disagree with. You know, he even clarified on his original statement, he in his letters to Jody, which he published on his own website, and he said, and this is a quote, "For me personally, all government agents are paid through coercive means. So from a purely philosophical angle, any level of force necessary for anyone to stop any government agent from furthering said coercion is morally justifiable." So what he is saying there is it is morally justifiable to kill any government worker that is participating in, you know, taxing you.
He did
whatever.
Say furthering coercion, so I don't know if he would agree with shooting the postal worker. In fact, I heard him on Derek Chase's show. He was on Peace News Now on Tuesday
night. It
would
be a waste of ammunition to shoot the postal worker.
And I think he also said that it would be, you know, a bad idea.
It actually is. It's in line with this same quote. It's the very next line. He says, "The question then necessarily moves to efficacy, and opening fire on the mailman seems like a rather senseless use of ammunition, not to mention the loss of life and public relations problems. To ask whether or not a person would be justified in shooting a cop to avoid arrest, on the other hand, is also a no-brainer. Of course they would be justified." So he is stating that you are justified in killing these people, and I completely disagree.
Well, I can understand where he's coming from, Marcus. I mean, on that point, I don't agree that one should do those things, but I can understand why he feels the way that he does, because I used to feel that way. I can relate to Chris Cantwell because I've been Chris Cantwell at some point in my life, and I believed the things that he believes. And from his perspective, you know, What he's saying, I think what people like Larkin Rose, who has a very similar message, by the way, to Chris Cantwell, that these guys are saying is that the government guys are aggressing. We know that's true. They hurt peaceful people. And if they didn't have that badge on, no one would blink twice at somebody defending themselves with violence if their family were being kidnapped, you know, if their wife was being kidnapped.
I disagree.
Violently.
I mean, we're talking about the government stealing from people. Okay, so that's what they're doing. They're stealing money. And if you're killing someone who's stealing from you, people do blink an eye, and they want to know about that, and they want to, you know, they want to find out, well, what exactly happened there, you know? And it's worth talking about.
Sure, but if they're holding you up at gunpoint and stealing from you, then most people would be okay with the idea of someone defending themselves with violence in that case, don't you think?
I guess it depends on the situation. But, you know, there are situations where if someone is being, you know, having a gun pointed at them and they, you know, return fire, you know, a lot of people would think that that was justified.
But if the person has a badge on, then the way people think changes about the very same situation.
Well, no, because we're talking about something. He's not saying just the cop who's coming at you with a gun. He's talking about other people in the government that are just working for the government, that are pushing paper around. He's talking about killing those people, and it's wrong, and supporting that idea is completely a bad idea. It's wrong in every way.
Normally, he doesn't go that far with the things that he says. Normally, he focuses on the government aggressors with the guns and the badges. And I think his message is to try to suggest that, you know, these people are just criminals with badges on. And I get that. Like, I understand that point. And if he is saying kill the mailman, then that's really crazy. And that's a whole other issue. But usually, he only does focus on the police. And that's where he gets a lot of people supporting him, because there's this visceral reaction to what the government does, and people feel like that's justified. If a man with a gun's attacking you, defending yourself with violence is completely justified. From that perspective, it makes sense. But on the other hand, it's also entirely impractical. And from my perspective, it's immoral, because you're actually using the tools of the state against the state. And, you know, violence begets violence, and that's not a good thing. You're only going to give the state a reason to increase its control, to increase its number of troops, to increase the number of police and the bearcats and the violence that they use. So I think that if somebody takes Chris Cantwell's advice, they're not going to advance liberty. They're going to advance more tyranny. And ultimately, it's a terrible idea from, I think, of both a practical and a moral aspect. But is it justifiable?
I don't,
okay. I can see that argument, and that's the problem, is they have an argument, and that's why there's so many people that support that particular perspective, and that's why there's this huge class. If Chris Cantwell was this lone wolf crying in the wilderness, this crazy idea, I don't think he would have as many supporters as he does.
Yeah, I don't understand the supporters because, I mean, he's a self-proclaimed a-hole. And he certainly acts like that. And I like to be around good people, nice people. I don't see him as being that kind of person. The first time I met him, I couldn't believe anybody would even allow him to be around them. He was just so awful, his actions. You know, he was drunk and belligerent. He was terrible. And I think his language is very scary to me. And it's not something I want to be associated with. And I, you know, I'm just appalled that so many people are supporting him. You particularly, Ian, have even stated you supporting him so much that you stated that you want him to be part of the Free State Project board of directors.
Well, that was kind of a joke. But
I didn't read it as a joke.
He can't run. Ian suggested that he run for the board and to point out that the board can no longer be run for.
I just think the board of directors is in a really bad position and they look terrible.
I think they look great. I wrote a letter to one of the board members on Facebook and I said that I support them and I do. And, you know, like I said, you know, I fear Chris Cantwell to a certain extent because he seems like a dangerous person. He's advocating killing people, and he's not the kind of person that I want to associate with.
I don't blame you for that, and I think that, you know, people should ostracize as they feel is necessary. I would never say to somebody, well, you should like Chris Cantwell. I do like Chris Cantwell. I think he... I think he's got a softer side to him. I think that that... For me, I can relate with a guy because I used to believe in violence as a solution. I've changed my mind about that, and I've renounced my former views on that issue. I changed my viewpoint because I was around peaceful people, and they had a really good effect on me. And I hope that I can have that kind of effect on somebody like Chris Cantwell through being friendly with him and having conversations with him and you know, setting an example for peace for him to look at. So I'm personally not willing to ostracize the guy from my life, but I don't blame anybody who does. I mean, his words definitely make me uncomfortable, and every time he speaks words like that, I will speak against them because I believe the best solution to bad speech is more speech. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can come back with more. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people. Like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.